Today is the sixth day of June. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is a joy to be here with you today. A beautiful time here in the rolling hills of Tennessee, and I trust a beautiful time wherever you may be. It's always a beautiful time here around the global campfire, really, no matter what's going on. In the weather or in our lives, it's an oasis, a safe place for us. And so it's wonderful to be here with you today as we gather and do what we do, which is to take the next step forward. And our next step forward today leads us into some new territory. We finished the book of 2 Samuel yesterday, and so we will begin today the book of 1 Kings. And we'll notice, 2 Samuel kind of ends in a certain way, sort of abruptly, and we'll notice that we're kind of moving into Kings and continuing the story forward from Samuel with some differences. As with some of the other books in the Bible, like 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, these were one manuscript at a certain point of time, and they were broken up into 1st and 2nd for ease of finding things in the text. 1st and 2nd Kings, and then 1st and 2nd Chronicles, which follows, cover essentially the same point in history, but it's observations from two different vantage points. So the books of Kings that we're going into now will deal with the kings. More prominence will be given to the royalty and the way that they interact with the prophetic voices. Whereas when we get into Chronicles, we'll be looking at the same point in history from more of a priestly or a common view and have different perspective on the same time period. So as we move into 1 Kings, we will still be with King David, but we will witness the end of his reign and then some additional family drama as his son Solomon ascends to the throne. And then Solomon will guide Israel into peace and prosperity and abundance as they worship the Lord. Solomon will build the first temple to God. This is known as the first temple in Jerusalem. And the worship and praise of God take an iconic place in the Hebrew culture as this society is being knit together as a nation under a king. And so we'll see an apex, a finest hour. But it's not without problems. Solomon has problems of his own, and we'll get to those soon enough, and we'll watch things begin to unravel. And then after King Solomon, things will get a little bit tricky and will lead to a division. And so this kingdom of Israel, these 12 united tribes, they will divide. And the 10 tribes in the north will become the kingdom of Israel. And then the southern kingdom will be called Judah. And we'll get to know prophets, the prophetic voices in this time, Elijah and Elisha. And then we watch it all fall apart. And military overthrow comes to the land. And exile comes to the land, and the people are carried away. But all will not be lost. All is never lost. And that is the hope of the gospel. And so as we move through this territory, historically, we will find that the Bible continues to reveal many things for us to consider about our own lives, as it has done thus far in the year. That will continue as we continue. And so let us continue forward today. 1 Kings chapter 1. When King David was very old, he could not keep warm even when they put covers over him. So his attendants said to him, "Let us look for a young virgin to serve the king and take care of him. She can lie beside him so that our lord the king may keep warm." Then they searched throughout Israel for a beautiful young woman and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The woman was very beautiful. She took care of the king and waited on him, but the king had no sexual relations with her. Now Adonijah, whose mother was Haggith, put himself forward and said, "I will be king." So he got chariots and horses ready, with 50 men to run ahead of him. His father had never rebuked him by asking, "Why do you behave as you do?" He was also very handsome and was born next after Absalom. Adonijah conferred with Joab, son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar, the priest, and they gave him their support. But Zadok, the priest, Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, Nathan, the prophet, Shimei, and Rei, and David's special guard did not join Adonijah. Adonijah then sacrificed sheep, cattle, and fattened calves at the stone of Zohelet near En-Rogel. He invited all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the royal officials of Judah, but he did not invite Nathan the prophet, or Benaiah, or the special guard, or his brother Solomon. Then Nathan asked Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, "Have you not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, has become king, and our Lord David knows nothing about it? Now then, let me advise you how you can save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. Go into King David and say to him, 'My lord the king, did you not swear to me, your servant, surely Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he will sit on my throne? Why then has Adonijah become king?' While you are still talking to the king, I will come in and add my word to what you have said." So Bathsheba went to see the aged king in his room, where Abishag the Shunammite was attending him. Bathsheba bowed down, prostrating herself before the king. "What is it you want?" the king asked. She said to him, "My lord, you yourself swore to me, your servant, by the Lord your God, Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he will sit on my throne. But now Adonijah has become king, and you, my lord, the king, do not know about it. He has sacrificed great numbers of cattle, fattened calves, and sheep, and has invited all the king's sons, Abiathar the priest, and Joab the commander of the army. But he has not invited Solomon your servant. My lord the king, the eyes of all Israel are on you, to learn from you who will sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise, as soon as my lord the king is laid to rest with his ancestors, I and my son Solomon will be treated as criminals." While she was still speaking with the king, Nathan the prophet arrived, and the king was told, "Nathan the prophet is here." So he went before the king and bowed with his face to the ground. Nathan said, "Have you, my lord the king, declared that Adonijah shall be king after you and that he will sit on your throne? Today he has gone down and sacrificed great numbers of cattle, fattened calves, and sheep. He has invited all the king's sons, the commanders of the army, and Abiathar the priest. Right now they are eating and drinking with him and saying, 'Long live King Adonijah!' But me, your servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah son of Jehoiada, and your servant Solomon, he did not invite. Is this something my lord the king has done without letting his servants know who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him?" Then King David said, "Call in Bathsheba." So she came into the king's presence and stood before him. The king then took an oath, "As surely as the Lord lives, who has delivered me out of every trouble, I will surely carry out this very day what I swore to you by the Lord, the God of Israel. Solomon, your son, shall be king after me, and he will sit on my throne in my place." Then Bathsheba bowed down with her face to the ground, prostrating herself before the king, and said, "May my lord, King David, live forever." King David said, call in Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah son of Jehoiada. When they came before the king, he said to them, take your Lord's servants with you and have Solomon my son mount my own mule and take him down to Gion. There have Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king over Israel. Blow the trumpet and shout, long live King Solomon. Then you are to go up with him, and he is to come and sit on my throne and reign in my place. I have appointed him ruler over Israel and Judah. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, answered the king, amen. May the Lord, the God of my lord the king, so declare it. As the Lord was with my lord the king, so may he be with Solomon to make his throne even greater than the throne of my lord King David. So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, the Keratites and the Pelatites went down and had Solomon mount King David's mule, and they escorted him to Gion. Zadok the priest took the horn of oil from the sacred tent and anointed Solomon. Then they sounded the trumpet, and all the people shouted, long live King Solomon! And all the people went up after him, playing pipes and rejoicing greatly, so that the ground shook with the sound. Adonijah and all the guests who were with him heard it as they were finishing their feast. On hearing the sound of the trumpet, Joab asked, what's the meaning of all the noise in the city? Even as he was speaking, Jonathan, son of Abiathar, the priest, arrived. Adonijah said, come in. A worthy man like you must be bringing good news. Not at all, Jonathan answered. Our Lord, King David, has made Solomon king. The king has sent with him Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, the Keratites and the Pelatites, and they have put him on the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king at Gion. From there they have gone up cheering, and the city resounds with it. That's the noise you hear. Moreover, Solomon has taken his seat on the royal throne. Also, the royal officials have come to congratulate our Lord King David, saying, may your God make Solomon's name more famous than yours, and his throne greater than yours. And the king bowed in worship on his bed and said, praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has allowed my eyes to see a successor on my throne today. At this, all Adonijah's guests rose in alarm and dispersed. But Adonijah, in fear of Solomon, went and took hold of the horns of the altar. Then Solomon was told, Adonijah is afraid of King Solomon and is clinging to the horns of the altar. He says, let King Solomon swear to me today that he will not put his servant to death with the sword. Solomon replied, if he shows himself to be worthy, not a hair of his head will fall to the ground. But if evil is found in him, he will die. Then King Solomon sent men, and they brought him down from the altar. And Adonijah came and bowed down to King Solomon. And Solomon said, go to your home. Acts 4. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed. So the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and then conferred together. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name." Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them, because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. "Sovereign Lord," they said, "you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus." After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. Psalm 124, A Song of Ascents, of David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. the raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Proverbs 16:24. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this brand new territory that we have entered as we move into the books of Kings and the Old Testament. And we thank you for the journey that we are on in the book of Acts as we learn our heritage and of your work among them and your work among us that continues until this day. Holy Spirit, come into all that we have read today. Plant it in the soil of our lives. And may we collaborate with you in cultivating the fruit of the Spirit, that there may be a harvest that is bountiful for your kingdom. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website and where you can find out what's going on around here. And so certainly check it out, or check out the Daily Audio Bible app from the app store that works with your device. And yeah, check out the community section. This is where different links to get connected on social media can be found, but it is also where the prayer wall lives. And we all need to pray for each other, don't we? We all need prayer, and we all need to pray for each other, and we have a place for that, no matter what time of day or night it may be. And so check that out in the community section. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you humbly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello to my brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Michael. I am from Salem, Oregon. I've been listening to Daily Audio Bible since about the first of the year, and it's been quite a blessing to me, and along with the community. Today is June 1st. And I just want to say a community prayer for everybody, and just stand the gap for everybody. Lord Jesus, thank you, God, for today. Thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for this community of listeners who listens faithfully. And Lord, I want to pray, God, for all those who have addictions, Lord, whether that be drugs or alcohol or pornography or whatever it is, Lord, I pray for that spirit of addiction to just go away, that all their addictive desires will just vanish. And I pray that in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want to pray for all those with mental health issues, that they will be healed. Lord, I want to pray of all those who have broken marriages, Lord, that those marriages be healed, that they will be reconciled in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, I want to pray for all those who have cancer or is in pain or who have different illnesses, Lord. I just pray that they will be healed, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just pray that all the pain be gone and any cancer or anything like that be gone in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, for this this community of listeners who are a blessing to me. And I just ask that you just be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, DAB family. This is Michelle from Boston. I've, you know, been debating for a while whether or not to make this call. My thought was, you know, if I don't have any crises going on, then I don't want to clog up the prayer line with, you know, just my little needs. But then I also thought, that's very silly. You should do it. So my joy and my praise is that I am getting married on Saturday, June 3rd. I am super, super excited. And I would just really appreciate it if people could pray for my marriage from the very beginning, you know, so that we don't have to wait until things get hard and that we're just so deep in the love of Jesus that we focus on God and that brings us closer to each other. So I am very excited for my wedding in a couple days, but I would very much appreciate prayers from everybody, just that things go well and that we honor God with everything that we do. Thanks. Bye.
Morning Daily Audio Bible. I thought as I'm driving to work, maybe quickly do this because it's been a while and I just wanted to give an update on my situation. This is Ari from South Africa. I just want to give an update because I asked for prayers for a new job, a new situation at work, as well as prayers for my parents and their marriage. But before I get there, I wanted to first ask for prayers for some friends of mine, very, very old friends. The first is for my friend Danelle. She just recently lost her mother, who was battling chronic illness for quite a long while. And it took a strain as well on my poor friend. But this loss is really heavy because her mom was a single mother and she doesn't have siblings, but she has an amazing, amazing extended family filled with cousins and grandkids from the cousins, and all her mom's siblings are still alive, so her support structure is there, but it's still heartbreaking when you lose your one parent, you know. So I just ask for prayers there. Also ask for prayers for one of my friends, Zinzi, who has been, and her family especially, because they've been dealing with quite a lot with regards to her mental illness. It's quite heavy for her family, and I'm not sure what is happening there, but I just ask for this community to just pray for her, pray for her parents and her siblings as they deal with this.
Good morning, this is John Ransom calling from Budapest, and I'm calling this morning for Kaz from New York. It is the 2nd of June, and I've just heard your message and your request for prayer. And so, yes, I join you in prayer to the Lord, and it seems like you've really been through a set of years that have been extremely challenging. And I can just imagine the hurt in your heart when your husband left you, and also this feeling of injustice when you were, you know, released from the other residency, and all of that complicates things enormously. However, what I hear in your voice is faith, and I hear a pure heart. I hear an intimacy with the Lord, a relationship with the Lord. And so I just want to encourage you that He knows all things. He knows your destiny and the plans He has for your life. And I know it sounds trite and perhaps cliche, but it actually goes beyond your future as a doctor and as a psychiatrist. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, Abba, we bring Cass before you. We ask that you would not only open doors for that perfect place that you will have prepared for her in her profession, but also that you would reveal to her that destiny that goes beyond that. That part of it is her profession, but then there's another meaning in her life and another reason for her being here on the earth that you've prepared from the beginning of the foundation of the world. So Cass in New York, I bless you from Budapest, and just rest in him. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.